Lawns and landscaping are polarizing symbols when we talk about water use in the desert. Some communities are paying homeowners to rip out their grass. Others are trying to save water at the large grassy fields that homeowners associations adore. As we continue our series on water use in Western cities, KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports on a push for a Goldilocks approach at HOAs. Not too much, not too little, but just right.
Jose Alvarez is a supervisor at R.H. Duper Landscaping. He's changing one of the sprinkler nozzles in a large grassy field bordered by bushes and trees. He's doing the adjustment. Ideally, you could play soccer there, but not today. The turf is a patchwork of green and brown.
It looks terrible. Only the sprinkler, they don't have enough pressure, and they spray like a little bit, and they start making like circles, like rings everywhere.
The obvious circles at this homeowners association southeast of Phoenix came from uneven watering. R.H. Duper's Josh Duper says they get a lot of business this way.
And that's why we have this community, because their water bills were through the roof because they were essentially flood irrigating. It still looked bad, even while they were spending a ton on water, and their landscaper just did not know what to do.
Revamping the irrigation system is the first step here. Then, Duper's company will use historical evapotranspiration data and homemade software to determine how much a field gets watered. He has crews come to the site monthly to take readings and adjust settings based on the forecast. In nearby Gilbert, Jeff Lee is trying to nudge HOAs to look at watering a similar way.
The way we're doing it now is we have an online platform, and they're using actual weather data from a local weather station.
Lee is a water conservation specialist for the town of Gilbert. He runs a budgeting program for HOAs. Lee traces an HOA's landscape area using Google Earth Pro, then converts that to square footage. He uploads an HOA's monthly water usage to a vendor who then analyzes it based on that month's weather. HOAs and landscapers can see the results on a web portal.
And then we can actually show them the cost comparisons, how many dollars they should have spent on water, and how many dollars they actually did spend on water based on what the landscaper was doing.
Lee says they don't want HOAs to underwater. That's not the point. It's to let them know if they're hitting that Goldilocks volume. The program is free for HOAs and voluntary, and about 30% of Gilbert's HOAs are in it. Lee estimates the budgeting saves Gilbert over 200 million gallons of water a year. If you're using too much water, though, getting on track can be expensive. Kate Combs is a board member of her HOA in Peoria, northwest of Phoenix. When it chose a new landscaper, they hired a firm that prioritizes conservation. The board eventually decided to replace parts of their irrigation system.
Not every HOA, unfortunately, has the funds to do that. But in the long run, if they were to calmly think about it and not panic, it is a lot of money up front, and a lot of businesses are willing to work with you as far as payment and things like that, but it's going to save your HOA in the long run.
Some HOAs and landscapers are turning to so-called smart controllers. Those adjust watering levels automatically. But Lee and others say those devices are only as smart as the landscaper who programs it. Landscapers in Arizona can get licensed if they've passed 2 exams and have 4 years of experience. Josh Duper.
Part of the problem with the industry is it's not advancing as fast as it should in the technical aspect with knowledge because there's no accountability or requirement to have it.
There is a water limit the state of Arizona puts on HOAs in so-called active management areas in the middle of the state. Even then, it only applies to those with 10 acres of landscaping or more. But with an increasing awareness of tech tools and water scarcity, more HOAs may be looking for that Goldilocks volume. In Phoenix, I'm Brett Jaspers.